This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Low commodity prices are quickly eating into the reserves farmers built up over the last several years. Farmers built up working capital reserves over a six-year period lasting from 2006 to 2012. According to University of Illinois agricultural economist Gary Schnittke, those reserves have been tapped each year since then in order to keep operations running smoothly, although they're still well above average from little more than a decade ago.
And just to give you a feel of that, we, at the end of 2014, on average farms in Illinois, grain farms enrolled in FBFM, there were $588 of working capital, which is current assets minus current liabilities. And that's up considerably from 2000 to 2004, when it was averaging close to $200.
Those numbers are a bit deceiving. The spread isn't $388, but in an equivalent world, more like $188 per acre. Meaning today's farmer has about 50% more working capital than his counterpart of the early 2000s.
And we're estimating something like a $80 loss in that working capital for this coming year. So we're likely see $80 loss, roughly a erosion in half of the working capital that exists out there.
By this coming year, he means the end of the current marketing year for the crop just harvested, and things begin to spiral from there. If 2016 is like 2015, then the working capital left on the farm will be very similar to the turn of the century period.
To come up with working capital, what you look at is your income from the farm, subtract out land cost, any changes in financing that happened during the year, along with machinery purchases. You subtract that out because that's used as a part of the part of the use of cash flow, and add back in other income and subtract out family living withdrawals.
The calculation differs across acreage classes in Illinois. On owned acres, working capital is down $11 this year compared to last. Working capital for cash rented property is estimated to be down by $121 per acre, and working capital on share rented acreage declined by $72. Switching gears now from finances to food, yesterday I had a chance to catch up with nutrition educator for the St. Louis Dairy Council, Joyce Fickery. We discussed ways to incorporate dairy and other healthy foods into a tight budget. She also provided us with a couple tips on how to shop at the grocery store and how to substitute items with dairy for a healthier meal.
The tips, if you shop the outside perimeter of a grocery store, that's where you get your primary food items, dairy as well as the breads and that type of thing, the produce. One of the other tips I might mention is that when you're buying produce, try to focus in on the fruits and vegetables that are in season, and also watch the amount you buy. I am very guilty of this. Oftentimes I'll see something and I will buy a large quantity and then don't always have the chance to use that through the week. So again, just make sure you're buying in season, and then make sure you're buying the proper amount for your needs so that you'll be able to use it up.
If you have a sweet tooth, you might try substituting Greek yogurt for oil in your baked goods or for mayonnaise in your dips.
You can use it, as you mentioned, to substitute in a number of different ways. For example, this weekend I did make some pumpkin muffins, and instead of using, the recipe calls for 3/4 cup of fat. Instead of using, or oil, vegetable oil, instead of using that, what I did is substituted a 1/2 cup of Greek yogurt. And the muffin tastes the same, it saves on fat and also calories, and then also packs a real protein punch. And of course you can also use Greek yogurt in place of things like sour cream, or especially for mayonnaise if you're making dips. And again, saves so many calories, plus it's healthier for you.
Once again, that was Joyce Fickery, the nutrition educator for the St. Louis Dairy Council. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.